Do not invest in another course until you listen to this episode.
Hi, my name is Brock Johnson.
And my name is Shalene Johnson.
And in today's episode, we're going to talk to you about the things that you need to know and think about before buying another course or membership. So, Mom, over the years, you've taken tons of courses. You and I have both created tons of courses. How do you know which course to invest in? How do you know which one's right for you?
Well, I think the biggest mistake that I made initially was I would just see that someone else was doing a course, and I'd be like, oh, that's what I need to do. Like, I need to start a podcast. I need to write a book. And so the biggest mistake I made at first was just taking courses because other people were taking them and not understanding that there's an order in which you need to learn to do things when you're building a business. And if you just do what everyone else is doing, you're going to do things out of order. You need a foundation first. So I think the first step is to figure out, like, what's the thing that I need next? Like, what's the thing that's going to move the needle? Not what do I want to do eventually? Is it time for me to start a podcast? Is it time for me to learn Facebook advertising when I don't even have any idea what it is I want to sell?
How might you figure out what foundational piece you need next? Or how might you figure out, do I need a podcast or do I need Facebook ads?
Well, not like I'm trying to do a shameless plug for Marketing Impact Academy, but, like, you know, that's the reason why I created Marketing Impact Academy, because it's hard. You've got to do your research. And when you do your research, you're going to come across stuff that's very compelling and is going to make you feel like, oh, I definitely need to do this first. I would ask other experts. I would ask unbiased experts. Someone who's not, doesn't sell that course, don't even tell them whose course it is you're thinking about. You say, like, listen, based on where you are today, what do I need to learn next? Like, what do I need to master? Because I think it's a shortcut to buy a course or a membership, right? Like, we both know you save time and money, even though you might feel like you can't afford it. You really can't afford not to if you invest in the right order. So ask someone who is unbiased. Like, you know, be honest. Should I take this course in how to build a course? Or should I take this course in how to start a podcast or how to grow my email list?
Yeah. So let's say that you figured it out and the thing that you need right now is how to build your email list.
Mm-hmm.
And you find a dozen or so courses, different prices that would claim to teach how to build an email list.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of process would you follow, or what would you recommend looking for to differentiate between them? Is there anything that you should, like, vet or make sure to double check before investing in one of these courses? What would you say?
Okay, so first I would have a list of the things that I know help me to learn quickly. Mm-hmm. So the person's style of teaching, I need things to be very brief, very specific. I need some analogies. I want short lessons. I want lessons I can just listen to, but that I could also read like a transcript. That would be important to me. Other people want screen flows and they want, like, long, slow explanations. It's a style. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I personally found Brian Tracy, like, his style of teaching worked for me, and other people are like, I would fall asleep. He would just would not work for them. There are other people, I think, that are like, they need more hype, more motivation. I didn't need that. I'm like, give me the bullet points. So that's first, is know your learning style. Second is you need to know if that person can really deliver on their promises. There's so many people out there who are teaching courses who have no business teaching that course. I mean, they don't even have the success that they're trying to help other people accomplish.
I saw this meme recently that said there's a lot of business coaches who don't even have a business. There's a lot of relationship coaches who are married. Like, there's a lot of that on social media nowadays.
Yeah, there's, like, money mindset. A friend of mine had a money mindset coach who was broke, borrowing money from them, sleeping on her couch, and trying to sell people a course on money mindset. I'm like, you might want to take one yourself, sister. And, you know, I've heard people say, like, should I look at the success rate of their students? And I say no. Just because somebody wasn't successful in someone else's course might have nothing to do with the course creator. There's a lot of people who are just course junkies.
That's true.
Right? They're like course connoisseurs. They just go to course after course because they think if they buy a course or join a membership or pay for a mentorship, like, things are just going to happen for them. Like, you got to friggin' take action.
Yeah.
So I think you need to be very honest with, like, what do you need? What is this person's style? Is there a money-back guarantee? I think that's important.
Yeah.
If you're somebody who needs to use social media to move product, to build a team, to grow your business, you've got to use stories. It just doesn't happen in your feed posts. It's all about stories. But so many people have no idea what to post to stories, or they just run out of ideas, or they feel like there's just nothing interesting going on. So why should I post the stories? I get it. And sometimes you just need some inspo. So I'm going to give you some for free. I'm going to give you 50 story ideas. These are simple things you can use right now on your Instagram stories or even on your TikTok stories. You don't always have to go on camera. These are things that you can post to your stories that keep people engaged, that serve your audience, that build your audience, and you can grab them right now for free. Just go to instaclubhub.com/story. Again, that's instaclubhub.com/story. And as always, that link is also in our show notes. I think you need to be very honest with, like, what do you need? What is this person's style? Is there a money back guarantee? I think that's important.
Yeah. What if you are that person who is a course junkie or a course connoisseur, and you're someone who's just like, I buy courses and courses and courses, and my problem is, Chalene, I never finish them and I never really take action, but I'm thinking about buying another course. What do you recommend for that person? What should they do? Mm-hmm. How should they change things?
First of all, you have to be self-aware. You have to know that that's what you're doing. You know, if you're a course jumper, you know that you just keep buying course after course after course, and you're going to get to a point where you're really frustrated with yourself. You feel like, am I doing something wrong? And the answer is yes. What you're not doing is implementing. I would suggest that you implement what you're learning before you move on to the next lesson in whatever course or membership it is that you've invested in. If you're not willing to do that, then you literally have to cut your credit card and stop investing in courses, because you're wasting time. You are wasting money. If you implement, that's an experiment. And when you experiment, you learn from it. That gives you that, like, okay, I did this wrong, but now I know what I need to do differently. It also gives you confidence.
Yeah, I'd also say, like, going back to your point about knowing what works for you, there are differences between courses and coaches and memberships.
So a
course is oftentimes something that is self-paced. It's like you purchase it and here's your access to the course, and you can kind of go through it at your own. And if you're someone who struggles to finish those, maybe you need more accountability. Maybe you need something that is a 12-week program. And so there's a definitive start and end to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so kind of figuring out what's the common thread besides yourself in these unfinished whatever.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And so if maybe the common thread is that they just give you all the information all at once and you're up to your own devices to figure it out, maybe you need a different kind of course. Maybe you need a membership. Maybe you need a coach who can guide you through or hold you accountable. Just figuring out, like, what that problem is for you specifically.
I need accountability. Yeah. So, like, whenever I paid for a course or even would go to, like, a live seminar, I always pay for the VIP experience, because I know then, like, I don't know, there's something about, like, being in the front row and being able to ask questions. If a course or membership offers, like, a paid option where, like, you have someone who's keeping you accountable, I'm going to do that. I just know myself. I have ADHD and I will jump into the next shiny thing. So I think that's really important. I also think, to your point, there are certain types of content that you shouldn't buy a course for it, because it changes so fast. Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, personally, I would not buy a YouTube course.
Yeah. Most social media related topics, I would not recommend buying a course. Marketing, I feel like, is oftentimes different than a course.
Yeah.
Because marketing oftentimes has to do with psychology and bigger business principles and foundations and systems, which don't change as often. But
no.
If you're buying a course, which when we say course, we're oftentimes referring to like a stagnant e-course. You're purchasing basically like a playlist of videos. And the challenge that we have personally even noticed with creating some of those ourselves is that you create it, and then when it's something relating to, let's say, Instagram's algorithm, by the time you actually finish building the site,
it's changed.
Now the algorithm is different and the course is outdated. And then you either have to update it or make a new course. And so I think that's a great point of considering, hey, is this a topic that might be better suited with a coach, a course, or like an ongoing reoccurring membership?
I think most social media is an example of something I would do a membership for, or I would hire a coach. Mm-hmm. That's why we, Insta Club Hub, which is our membership program, originally I had created a Instagram course, but it became the bane of my existence, because people would finish the course and then they wouldn't go back in to see that we were updating it. And they'd be like, these techniques aren't working. We're like, well, when did you watch that content? And they're like, oh, 6 months ago. Well, yeah, it's changed. So that's when we realized, we're like, okay, it changes so often. Number one person can't do it. Yeah. we need a membership. So it's like people can just log in that week, that month when we go live and teach and learn like, okay, here are the things you need to understand now. And it saves people a lot of time and money. I think social media is a big example of that. I agree. Most business foundational pieces, most marketing it's tried and true. You know, a lot of it, email marketing even, I think most of that's tried and true. They're like subtle nuances, but I would look to see if, even if the person who's created the course says, oh, we regularly update it, ask them how often. Ask for proof of how often they update it.
Okay, so let's say they're like, you know, from everything I've heard, I think I'm ready to buy that next course. I think I'm ready to swipe the credit card. What would be your piece of advice for them or your recommendation for them? Maybe before or right after? What do you think? What do you say to that first?
Go slow. We are guilty of this too. We open and close registration a lot of times, like for the Marketing Impact Academy as an example. And so someone might be like, oh, I have to do this. It's never going to come around again. Most of the time, if you're patient, that course will come around again, maybe not at that same price. So really make sure that you're not responding to, what's that word, impulse. Right? Like answer the questions that we've laid out for you before you spend that money. Your money is so important and the order in which you invest in your business and yourself and your education, it matters. The order friggin' matters. I wasted hundreds of thousands of dollars, no joke, the first year in things that were very valuable but out of order. I would also suggest that you ask yourself like, okay, do I have other things that I haven't finished?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say is my first tip was going to be put it in your cart. And then if you have the time, if like it's not a sale that's closing, let it sit in your cart for 24 hours at least. And just think about it and come back to it 24 hours later, because oftentimes you're just like laying in bed one night and you saw an Instagram story pop up and you're excited.
Yeah.
And I know what we're saying a lot right now might be like contrary to what marketers want us to be saying, because obviously like as marketers, we want you to buy it now. But as entrepreneurs trying to give you advice, as people who are trying to help you further your business and your career, think about, do I really need this? Or like you said, is it an impulse? Is it something that I just have FOMO because I see other people are doing it and I don't really need it? Wouldn't really be that beneficial. I'm just falling victim to sales tactics and marketing. But then the other thing that I would say is think about the other courses that you have invested in. And are there any of those that you could finish, mm-hmm. that you could go back into, or that mm-hmm. you still have access to that might help you? Like it might not be step one foundation, but let's say it's a course that you invested in. You're now going to take the time, be serious, and actually finish it.
Yeah.
Which will then make you money in some way. And that income can then be used to fund the next investment, the next course that you're going to actually also finish. And so maybe there's a course you already have that you've already bought that is plenty enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just, you know, be self-aware. Like, is this what I need? Am I becoming a course connoisseur? That person who's like paralyzed by perfection. So you just keep like being the perfect student, like the lifelong learner, but you're never implementing. I think it's important to be honest with yourself. I also think that, you know, when we talked about like looking at who the course creator is, sometimes they're not great marketers, but they've been doing this for 15 years and they're incredibly successful and they've got the chops. Like that matters. And there are some courses out there that frankly, we know are really, really popular. Hundreds of thousands of people have done them and they're really pretty shitty. There's no other way to put it. And there are courses out there like maybe you've never heard of that person, but their course is exceptional and the content's exceptional and they're just not maybe great at marketing, but they're really good at teaching that type of content. Whether, you know, like I'm thinking about a course that I took on copywriting that was probably one of the lowest priced courses everyone's going to ask for it now. One of the lowest priced courses I've ever taken. And it was by someone that nobody knows their name. Eventually, we asked that person to become a professor inside our own academy. And one more thing I wanted to say, because I know a lot of you who listen to Build Your Tribe are also students of Marketing Impact Academy, your members. I got a message 2 days ago from someone who's like, I saw Brand Deals 101 on your website. I am an MIA member. Should I invest in this? And I said, no, you should not, because it's included. Like that course is sold separately if you want to learn how to get brand deals. But if you're an MIA member, like the whole goal of creating Marketing Impact Academy is so that people didn't keep having to buy course after course after course. And again, it's not a shameless plug for MIA, but like I know a lot of you who are members listen. So double check before you buy that next course. We're doing like stuff on AI. We're always creating new mini courses, short, directly, to the point, so that you can implement, take action. And I guess that's the last thing I would say is, if you don't have time to take action and implement, then you can't afford to invest in whatever that course might be.
Yeah. What I would say is, oftentimes the course connoisseur, as you put it, the person who keeps buying courses and joining memberships and hiring new coaches, they're doing this because it feels like progress.
Totally.
It feels like they're making strides. It feels like they're one step closer to that successful business, when in reality, education and learning and reading and watching these lessons and videos, it's not actually progress unless you're implementing, unless you're actually taking action.
Work.
Then it's not going to lead to anything. It's just more information in your brain, which is great. But at the end of the day, it's not really doing anything for you or your business. And so I know it feels like progress, and I know it feels comfortable and safe to swipe the credit card, buy another course and learn some more stuff. But if you want to be successful, it's not necessarily a matter of, did I pick the right course? Yes, that can play a role, but it's more, did you implement what you learned in the course? Did you put it into practice?
Mm. Okay, last thing I want to say. No, they're gonna, I swear, it's the last thing, I swear. So if that's your hang up, like, I just keep doing course after course, like, then maybe don't buy another course. Like, what you might need is to just pay for an accountability coach. And you don't have to have someone who's like an expert at the course. You just have someone who is really skilled at kicking your butt. And you just show up every week and you're like, your job is to kick my butt and make sure I do what I say I'm going to do. Hey, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Build Your Tribe. It was fun to be together here with you in the south of France.
In the same physical location. Thank you so much for listening. If you're subscribed on other podcast apps, we appreciate you for subscribing and watching on YouTube as well, because that's a new territory that we're venturing into. And in the first comment below the YouTube video, you'll see a pinned comment from us. It's a great way that we can connect with you and interact, because oftentimes when you're just listening to the podcast, it doesn't feel like you're necessarily a part of the community. There's no one to really talk to. But on YouTube, we're able to actually have conversations in the comment section. So if you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and head to the comments. If you're not watching on YouTube, we would appreciate it if you did. But even if you're just watching or listening on whatever podcast app you prefer, we appreciate you.
We'll see you soon. Our goal is to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We're done.